Tell me about it, man.
It is chilly outside.
It is. It is
very, very, very cold and an absolutely excellent weekend to have. Oh, let me think. What was that thing? Oh,
and
yes.
And here it goes.
The Ghostly Talk Christmas party was last night.
Yes, it was.
And a good time was had by all who showed up.
Oh. Score one for Doug, score zero for Scott L. Let's move on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we're going to be volleying the ball all night, aren't we? Okay, I see how it is.
This is indeed Ghostly Talking. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And I'm Mrs. L.
I'm
Scott L's mom.
Welcome to
and
the
they
show.
Let me be on the show.
Well,
and don't pick on my kid.
No, I won't. We'll go easy on him.
No, they won't.
We did include him, though, in several of the festivities.
Did you?
Yes, we did. Well, because everybody has cell phones now.
Well, his sister was there in his... What's that, Cognito?
In his stead? Or
Pseudo.
Yes, and so they... Yes. So definitely, you know, and she had so much fun, I think, and...
Yes, she did.
And she was definitely a treat. It was
I know
so
what we can say. We can say she represent.
Ah!
Oh, God.
Represent.
What's up, yo? Yes. The L sign or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think she had a blast. She
oh, I did.
On,
oh, she's...
I did have a blast, Doug.
Oh, hi there. Excellent.
Well, why don't you just get Dad on there?
Phone.
Why don't you just get Dad on there too? What's that? Just get the whole family on. Let's do
He's
it.
He's watching CSI.
He's watching.
Oh, yeah.
Don't bother him.
He's like a moth to a light when CSI.
Scotty, we missed you last night.
I'm very sorry, Eric. We had
no, to... no. It's cool. We just, you know, it was kind of strange not to have you there.
It was kind of strange not being there, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The weather was really, really bad. On the other side of the state, there's this thing you call lake effect. And it pretty much triples everything. Any kind of weather, like over here on this side of the state, it's triple that as a result of the lake effect.
So it was triple nothing.
No, it was really bad.
Well, when they went to leave...
Okay, let me be very clear before we move on. We can do all the ripping we want.
What happened was when they went to leave at 6:45,
yeah.
You know, the party starts at 7, and they went to leave at 6:45, they open up the door and they go, there's snow out here. We can't possibly make it home in 15 minutes.
Julie worked till 5:00. We were gonna leave. We left right out from there, pretty much. You know, we got ourselves ready, loaded the cars up, and took off. And we got on the road, and it just was horrendous out there. It was really, really bad. So even I was like, and I'm pretty much fearless when it comes to driving in horrible weather. It don't bother me. But even I was like, all right, we're never gonna get there.
It would have taken you forever.
It would have taken us forever, unfortunately. But we all felt pretty bad about it, and I know.
Well, you know who was there?
Who?
Scott K. and Mrs. K.
Yeah, I know. I'm really bummed about that.
They came, you know, they drove from Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, the 5.5-hour drive. Oh, yes, and you know who else was there? Wayne M., the beautiful and talented Kelly McLeod's husband was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had gotten up and went down to just outside of Indianapolis. He left here at 5:30 in the morning, and he got back home, back to beautiful Fraser, Michigan.
I can't wait for you guys to screw up. I can't wait for it now.
He got back home by like 5 or 6, and then they came to the party. So he drove, you know, like, what is that, 500 miles? I don't know, 600 miles, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy
And he made it to the party, but, you know, he was safe, though, and so were you. So that's what's important.
Well, can I just say... Okay, yeah.
Mrs. L is back here, and I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
And
I can't say boo bitch because it's not Halloween.
That is true.
So I can say ho, ho, ho.
All right.
Bitch. Come on, you left the last part out, man.
I think
ho, 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 bitch.
Ooh, I think we're going to have to call the Robin Valley Community Radio.
Oh,
great. Get your beeper going.
Get the dump button ready. Now.
Beep.
Okay. All right, I'll let you guys go on with the show.
But you guys, thank you so much, Mom L. Thank you so much, Erica L.
Yeah, thanks for covering for me, Erica.
Hey, have you heard from Bonnie? Erica?
Is Erica there still?
This is Mrs. L right now.
Is Erica there? Is Erica around?
No. Erica, did you hear from Bonnie today?
No, I left at 10.
No, she left at 10.
She's not there?
Was she passed out in the backyard or something?
Yeah, she wasn't passed out in the backyard or the driveway or anything, was she?
She wasn't passed out in the backyard or the driveway or anything.
No.
Oh, good.
No, no. No, she was okay.
Long
she's probably out returning Christmas presents.
I don't blame her.
Man, wow.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her.
Thanks, Mom. Why don't you just throw some more kerosene in the fire there? Jeez, O.P.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for
that.
You
think I called in the work or something, man? Jeez, O.P.
She slept in the Shanahan jersey.
Ooh, excellent, excellent.
Just the Shanahan jersey?
Oh,
I'm not saying that. All right, you guys.
Thank you
very
much. And Merry Christmas season to you. I'm positive that we'll talk before then.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
You know. But nevertheless, happy holidays to you, Mom Al.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just going to have a few drinks Christmas Eve before they all get here.
I don't blame you.
And then I won't give
so
a shit.
So am I.
I would too. And I would carry.
I'm going to have a few drinks while I'm there, actually.
All righty then.
All right, Mom. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye. Good night, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, okay.
Fun opening up the show with Mom Al.
Yeah, yeah.
That was awesome. We are indeed Ghostly Talk,
yeah.
And we're broadcast live out of the Haunted Warren Winery
mm-hmm.
in beautiful, beautiful, frigid cold Warren, Michigan.
It's a winter wonderland here right now.
It certainly is.
With guns.
Icy, snowy, gunny, it's everything.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Yes, we have it all. And, of course, I wanted to say something about upcoming shows.
Okay.
Okay? First of all, I'm extremely excited about an upcoming guest.
Who's that?
I don't know if it's this week or next,
hmm.
but we are going to have the amazing Kreskin on.
Is well, it just shows you how closely you watch the schedule here, Doug. I have a big surprise for you tonight.
Is that confirmed or not?
It's happening tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, he's going to be on tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I am uber geeked. Absolutely uber geeked mm-hmm. about talking to the amazing Kreskin, because did you know who he was before you?
Yeah, yeah.
Will?
I think it's probably before my time.
He was before all of our times, you know.
No,
well, not
during
yours.
My time.
It was during your time.
Yeah.
But he's been around for a number of years. He's been around for the better part of 50 years doing the thing. Working in a lot.
Right, well, that's a bit before my time.
Yeah.
But when he had his show on, mm-hmm. was it on PBS or something? I don't know, but... you know, I mean, it was during my time, mm-hmm. and he was on Johnny Carson all the time, or not all the time, but a lot, and
mm-hmm.
And then of course later David Letterman, mm-hmm. The amazing Kreskin is indeed amazing, and I'm extremely excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to have a Christmas Day show, right?
We're not going to be. Well, yeah, I mean Sunday fell on Christmas this year, and we had to sit down with corporate about that. You know how corporate people, all the white collars, they don't want to work on Christmas. So they're like, listen, guys, let's just call it a wash on Christmas Day. We are going to be back, though, on New Year's Day.
And New Year's Day is another one.
It's being worked out right now as we speak.
If this guest confirms.
Yeah.
Okay. If this happens.
Yeah.
You're going to have one truly happy Doug co-host on your hands.
As opposed to the other... 5,000 shows we've done.
The Mean, Vicious, Vile
where Doug was just absolutely
yeah.
horrendous to work with.
Right.
It was horrible, man.
Because, you know, when you don't peel my grapes, I just don't know what to do. But I'm telling you, the guests that you have worked up for New Year's Day, if it happens,
mm-hmm.
I can't even I you know because we can't announce it yet because it's January.
No,
we don't announce it.
No, we keep that under wraps.
But the guests that you have lined up, because I saw the advanced schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I did indeed pay attention to that email for some reason, and it must have been fate because
said, read now.
I am read now.
So read or this will blow your computer up. And
you will not be allowed in the winery forever if you don't read this email. And I was like, this guest. Absolutely blows my mind. I am absolutely, completely blown away. I am super happy, mm-hmm. super excited. I can't say enough about New Year's Day.
Well,
if it happens,
regards to New Year's Day...
I know it's unconfirmed.
Well, yeah, as far as the amazing Kreskin and people like that, it has nothing to do with me, honestly. I've always been open about that in the past, and I'll be open about that now. That we're going to start calling it the ML Booking Agency. Marcus, the Marcus Leader Booking Agency. Because Marcus is, you know, we talked to him. He was on the show last week hanging out.
Right, yep, yep.
Talking about the new scrying tool he sent over to you that you didn't bring this week again.
Ooh, I didn't even bring the bumpy cake, so what do you want?
No, actually, what
I was doing before the show, from when I woke up at the crack of 2 p.m.
Wow.
I got home at 5 a.m.
That must have hurt, man.
I got home at 5 a.m.
Wow.
I was crying.
Yeah, that's about right.
And, So, when I woke up at the crack of 2, I went downstairs into the Hana basement, you know, the old Hana basement where the old studio was, and I started working on the infrastructure for the upcoming Wednesday show that we're having with just a laundry list of incredible
guests. There's so many people on there,
guests.
Do you have the Ghostly Talk homepage up, Will?
No, but I can.
Why don't you bring it up? Because, we'll throw those names out here. We also have one more person coming on, too, but we're going to have to work that out a little bit, because one of the guests that's going to be on this coming Wednesday, she's going to be on from 6 p.m. to 7:30.
Okay.
And she's going to have to drop off because she has another commitment she has to make, and someone else is going to join on. So this is going to be...
Interesting.
Yeah, it's been added on. We're getting it all worked out right now, but this week is going to be... Do you have that up, Will?
Yes.
Why don't you read off the list of people? It's gonna be called Prophecy Night.
Well, I'm gonna call it and just say that the Wednesday show, it's a bonus show.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna say that it is indeed. I'm gonna say that it's been produced by Homie Three.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because Homie Three did all the legwork.
Yeah, he did.
I'm building the infrastructure for it, but he did the hard work, you know, going out and getting the guests and planning, you know, and interacting with them about what the show's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing all the work.
Yeah.
So I would say that he's the producer. That'll be the first, you know, non-GT host produced show.
Yeah,
we'll be there, of course.
We're going to be there, but it's going to be more of a moderator type thing, I think. I don't even think we're going to need to do that. Like, we're just going to sit there and go, yeah, cool.
Well, I have a feeling with this guest list, we're going to be going, wow.
Yeah, that's all you're going to hear from the microphone. Just,
oh, my gosh. Wow. Because this guest list is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Who
do we have?
Go ahead.
Homie's going to be here, of course.
Yeah, Homie 3 is definitely going to be here. Mm-hmm. Victor Bain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Out of Las Vegas.
Again. Wow.
Yeah.
Jill
Dane.
Jill Dane.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I was pronouncing that right. Scott Christensen.
Yeah, we've had him on previously.
Yeah.
Cattell.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcia McMahon.
Yeah, she's a new person who's going to be in. She's going to be coming on from 7:30 to 9. She'll be on for half the show. Cattell will be on for the first half, and then Marcia will be on for the second half of the show. She's going to join on. The way it's going to operate, obviously, is it's just going to be a big conference that Doug's setting up. He's building this thing, and these people are just going to go back and forth. It's going to be just a jam session, more or less, talking about prophecies, I imagine a laundry list of other things.
Almost everything else under the sun.
So it's going to be something new. It's going to be something different that this show does, and it's going to be... Well, Doug, you're gonna have more insight into this, but it's gonna be kind of like a sneak peek into what's going on with Project 3, which is what we've been talking about for the last couple of months here, and that's Paranormal Minds. It's gonna be kind of the same structure as that.
Right. We're gonna use the same system, same infrastructure that I'm building, and the roundtable kind of discussion or the panel kind of discussion is what we're going for with Paranormal Minds, Ghostly Talk 3, and it's. Only Ghostly Talk 3 is going to be formatted for airplay. Because Ghostly Talk itself is not formatted for airplay. We don't have regular breaks. We go overtime. We go undertime.
We don't really pimp anybody on here except for our friends.
Right. We have no time set aside for the stations to play their IDs and their own breaks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Ghostly Talk itself is not formatted very well for airplay. It's formatted more for like a podcast or a internet radio. But for actual airplay, you have to allow time for all these functions to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Ghostly Talk 3, which will be called Paranormal Minds, is going to be formatted that way. But it's going to be controlled as a panel discussion rather, or controlled. It's going to be done as a panel discussion as opposed to a more open format like this.
One thing to get clear, though, also, is that Ghostly Talk Project 2, this is still going to be here.
Oh, yes.
I've already heard the chatter and emails come in that saying, well, what's going to happen to Ghostly Talk? No, absolutely not.
I am never giving up Ghostly Talk. You're going to have to drag me away, kicking and screaming.
This is just something new that we're going to do in addition to Ghostly Talk. that we all think is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very educational, and it's going to be a chance for us to bring. Well, it's really hard to get back people we wanted to bring back. It's you know, scheduling and all that stuff. This is going to be a chance for us to bring other people on that we've had on the show, you know, back, you know, over the last few years or whatnot, to kind of just come back on and jam on stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of good things that's going to come out of it. It's a very exciting project.
Another thing that may end up happening, mm-hmm. I don't know yet. This might, maybe I'm, I hope I don't jinx myself by talking about it too soon. Like, maybe it really isn't going to work out. Yeah. But while building the infrastructure for this upcoming show on Wednesday, mm-hmm. as well as Paranormal Minds, I believe there may be a way to take callers.
Okay. While that was something we discussed with Homie also. We were talking about that. And it's like, well, we don't, you know, we're not, you know, hey, this is Wile E. Coyote super genius stuff that's going on here.
It's, right. Isn't that I don't know if it's going to happen by Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I found the structure of commands necessary mm-hmm. that may make it happen.
Okay, cool.
But I'm unsure if I can get it done by Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Well, regardless, it's going to be a jam session of all jam sessions. It's going to be the clash of the titans, so to say, of psychics getting together in one circle and putting. And it's similar. It's like a type of round table thing that the Coast to Coast people do. It's very cool, you know. And it's going to be different, I think, because it's going to not. The hosts aren't going to have that much to do with it. We're just going to kind of step back and we're just going to kind of keep an eye on things, do the capture, do the archiving, and produce it so people can listen to it in the future. But it's going to be a very, very. It's not. I shouldn't say structured. It's going to be more just geared towards the guests that are on the line. And they're gonna, I don't want to say they're going to be arguing. Hey, they might. You never know. This could turn into a bar.
It'll turn into
a barnyard brawl. We don't know.
Versus,
we don't know. We have no idea what's going to happen.
It'll be great.
We haven't scripted anything with this show for 3 years. So,
nope.
And we're not going to script this either.
It's going to happen.
We're just going to let it happen. Hopefully it'll work out, which I'm fairly sure it's going to be a very cool thing. I'm looking real forward to it, to see what happens here on Wednesday. And
if anything, getting to meet
all these people oh, yeah.
is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
We're going to virtually be meeting, you know, virtually because it's all happens over the phones,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to virtually be meeting them, some of them for the first time and some of them for, you know,
second, third time. Yeah.
So, you know, getting to talk to these people is just going to be amazing. And I'm that guest list is top notch.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
Absolutely.
And thanks to Homie for putting that all together. He really busted his butt on this
mm-hmm.
to get this thing together. And he's been working along with us side by side
mm-hmm.
Just to make sure this thing was going to happen. And we were really happy to be doing this and to be part of this, to have Ghostly Talk attached to this thing. It's really cool.
So the rundown is no show on Christmas Day,
no
December
show.
25th.
No show on Super Bowl Sunday. Advanced notification already.
Yeah, there is a show on January 1st on New Year's Day,
yeah.
right? And there is no show on Super Bowl Sunday, which is February something.
Yeah, that was strict requirements by corporate there to say no show on. It would be January 29th.
That's oh, is that what day it is?
Yeah,
okay.
That was the schedule.
I thought it was February. Okay,
no,
January 29th.
January 29th.
No show.
I mean, I checked it all out, and those were the dates, and that's the day Super Bowl Sunday is supposed to fall on in 2006.
Do you know who's playing, or do you not know until?
As far as football's concerned,
yeah.
I don't even know who's.
Do they decide? When do they decide who's playing in the Super Bowl?
Well, they got a playoffs.
The playoffs. They didn't set those up yet.
Oh, okay. So it will know more closer to the actual.
We won't know until about, I feel, a week or two before.
Okay.
We're more on top of things than the NHL, apparently. We're planning around the NHL now. This is great.
No, NFL.
This is hockey town. We're not no football town.
Right.
I mean, we're in Detroit. Dude. This is hockey town.
It's going to physically be here in Detroit, though.
It is going to be here. I totally forgot about that.
Isn't the Super Bowl going to be here?
It's going to be
Detroit?
Here in Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Kwame's been doing real, you know, doing a lot of work down there to, like, you know, kicking bums under the, you know, into the sewer grates and stuff. So
right.
You know,
right.
So
sweeping
people,
them up and
yeah, sweeping up, putting them away,
them
you know,
the, yeah.
as opposed to putting them somewhere into a home or somewhere.
Right.
Maybe,
right.
Maybe getting them in an apartment or helping them out a little bit. They just sweep them away.
Yeah.
It isn't a problem if you don't see it.
I think they bus them somewhere.
They bus them away for a week. Like Aruba.
They're like, okay, you guys are all going to Kalamazoo.
Yeah. Real nice. There you go. Well, all of our friends in Kalamazoo are going to be like, why Kalamazoo? Why Kalamazoo? Why there?
I just, it was floating around in my head. I don't know.
We have, coming up here after the break, we have a very special guest, a young lady who is another listener of the show. You know, this is what we've been doing a lot lately, and it's been a lot of fun. Is a lot of our listeners, along with our field reporters, are working on all kinds of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. They're happening people. They're out there doing their thing. They're learning. They're trying new things. And this is another one of those people who I talk to, you know, via the email thing or whatever. And I'm like, this seems like a really cool idea. Why don't you come on the show and we can talk about this for a little while? So coming up at around 6:30, after 6:30, whatever we do, we're going to have Amanda Dickerson coming on. And she's going to be talking about her Next Step research project.
Awesome.
That she's working on. She also has some EVPs she wants to check out, too, and give us our professional opinion, whatever that's supposed to mean. But she wants
professional?
Professional.
Here? Okay, we'll
professional
try.
Professional about this show ever. But, but she wants us to check out. She sent me a bunch of stuff.
Well, I've heard a lot of EVPs, so I'll...
Yeah.
I'll give my opinion. I'll see what I think.
So that's going to be coming up at 6:30. We're going to talk to Amanda till 7:30. And then at 7:30, we're going to have this unknown guest that Doug forgot about. That's going to come on at 7:30. That's today, man.
I am so excited.
Yeah, Kreskin's coming on. He's going to be on here at 7:30 p.m., which, yeah, it's going to be a total honor to talk to this guy.
It is.
It's just another one of those guests where we're like, how the hell did that happen?
I know.
How the hell did this happen?
It can't. I'm shocked. Yeah. I'm shocked, amazed. I am absolutely in awe. So, for both, you know.
It's going to be really cool to have Amanda on to talk about her project. This is a very interesting thing she's doing.
One thing I did, I know we only have a couple of moments left, but one thing I did is on Friday I went and saw The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Okay.
And I remember seeing the BBC version on PBS when I was a youngster, a wee youngster in junior high or something.
Okay.
And that caused me to run out and buy and read all the books,
okay.
right? Well, this is done so well.
Oh, okay.
So amazingly well.
Judging by the pause in your voice, I'm like, he's going to completely obliterate this.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. It was definitely not done by the people who did the others.
Mm-hmm.
Or White Noise, or any of those other horrible shows. This was done by some real thinking people, and I'm telling you, it is amazing. Mm-hmm. It is so amazingly well done.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazingly presented. It's pretty close to what I remember of the book. Now, remember, I read the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on back decades back. Now.
1827 or something? Okay.
And, you know, several dozen years ago. And... So I don't remember exactly the book, but I remember the story, and it follows the story pretty close. I haven't analyzed it, but as far as, you know, Christian writings go, because this was, you know, C.S. Lewis was, at first he was a skeptic, complete skeptic, about everything, and he was agnostic or anti-Christ. I don't know. He was just non-religious, right? He was something, you know, where... totally anti-everything. And then over the years, he developed into a devout Christian, right? And this was this story, these stories, the Chronicles of Narnia, tend to... They're allegories and things like that for things that happen in the Bible. Even with that as his restraint, because I would characterize that as... a framework to work within.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
The story is amazing.
Cool.
The production values of this movie, I highly recommend this movie. I'm absolutely in awe of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Very well done. Well, very entertaining. Excellent show.
I happen to see another very interesting film this weekend. And it blew... Well, let's just... you saw this wonderful film, right?
I enjoyed it.
And you know how I am with movies. I'm like, you know, I have a very select certain, like, framework that I like to watch films in. I just don't go out and watch any movie that's in the, oh, yeah, it's a new Adam Sandler film. You know, a new Jim Carrey film, let's go see it, right? No, I just don't, right? So there's a lot of films out there that people are like, you never saw that movie? I thought you were like Mr. Radio Guy. I thought you were like, you were happening and with it. I'm like, well, you know, I don't do like, you know, a variety show on the internet. I do a paranormal show on the internet. So I was not forced, I should say, but it was like, okay, let's watch a movie. So they put The Wedding Singer.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that. I enjoyed it. It was a fun film. We had a good time. Then I had to watch Pirates of the Caribbean also with Johnny Depp.
Yep.
Which he plays a very great role, I tell you. He does, he's a wonderful pirate. That's what he does the whole film. All right.
Well, that's a genre. I mean, the whole particular show, Pirates of the Caribbean, and the with the Scarlet Pimpernel, that's an entire genre, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a ball.
And
I enjoyed it.
And it tells a lot of interesting. What they do is they obviously over exaggerate characters. And it's done, for an artistic reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes they're extremely enjoyable.
Yeah,
the Scarlet Pimpernel, that kind of over-exaggerated insanity is sometimes really, really interesting.
It was
a lot of fun to watch.
It was fun to watch that.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp did a great role. I think he was nominated for an Academy Award for that role, too.
Well, I was actually thinking of renting the Willy Wonka thing or whatever.
Oh,
he was in.
Yeah, okay.
And I didn't because I happened to pop into a huge chain store, with initials MP, that is evidently going out of business. I don't know if it's the whole chain or if it's just the one on 15 and Gratiot in what, Roseville or Mount Clinton?
Maybe Sterling Heights.
Clinton Township or wherever it is.
That's cool.
But 15 and Gratiot, I don't know if it's that particular store or the whole chain.
Mm-hmm. The one on Hall is going out of business.
As well?
Yeah. So they're probably all getting shut down.
It might be the whole chain.
They got ate up probably by the other one with the initials BB.
There you go. I undoubtedly.
Yeah.
And what happens is, I went in there, and just everything had, like, Willy Wonka and pictures of Johnny Depp just absolutely everywhere.
Mm.
And I was like, now I just don't really want to see the movie.
Well, that's the thing, and I when I heard they were redoing that film, I'm like, man, okay, look, I know this whole retro nostalgia thing is coming up for all of us people, because I grew up with that movie.
Right.
And I loved that
movie.
Gene Wilder did the original. Yeah, yeah. He was the original star of that film. And it was a brilliant movie. It was so colorful,
and
it was a musical. It was a musical film. It was a total musical.
I was scared to death of the Oompa Loompas.
Oh, God, who wasn't?
And, it just was scary.
And people getting sucked up chocolate. I mean, it was just a trippy movie. I mean, it was pretty brutal what happened to these people. I haven't
we
seen
that. We all know, what's her name, Veruca? We all knew one of them. The over-exaggerated girls.
Oh, yeah.
We all knew these people.
The fat kid got sucked up the tube.
Yep.
Drinking the chocolate. We know the whole thing. And to see him redo another film.
Right.
Some things are just, I think they're just to leave alone.
I don't know if you would consider, for example, Chronicles of Narnia being a remake.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was indeed the BBC who did the original.
Yeah,
they did Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. They did Prince Caspian and the Voyage of the Dawn Treader, and they did the Silver Chair.
Mm-hmm.
So they did those, which is what, the second, third, and fourth books of the series, I think.
You read them?
Yeah, well,
I read them too, but it's been way too long.
Oh, there's like six or seven books in that series, and they didn't do the first one. Nobody does the first one. I should go get that series again and reread the whole book. But I don't know if I'd consider it a remake. Because I don't know if you would consider the BBC made-for-TV version
an actual
box office film.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to think of Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe. But I do know that Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was that's Roald Dahl, right? Wrote that?
I believe so.
And I know that was obviously a remake.
Yeah, oh, totally.
So,
I thought they nailed it the first time. I didn't think they had to redo it again.
I don't think so.
I thought they did a pretty good job on it. Back, it was a very well-done film.
We're late for our break.
We're late for our break. Let's get a break, yeah.
All right.
Man, it's like going, why ain't I talking about movies more?
This has been Movie Talk. I'm Ghostly Talk.
Thank you. We give it a thumbs down, like we always do.
All of them, no matter what they are.
We'll be right back.
Especially the others.
Well, folks, my name is Henry Rollins, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk. Touch your friends, touch yourself, but don't touch that dial.
I am the Hanukkah homeboy. Oy Vaismir. At the end of the year, there's a celebration that feeds the economy of our whole nation. Well, there's a lesser known holiday, the Festival of Lights, 8 days gone our way. It's lots of fun, we make no simmers. This ain't no kosher Christmas, it's Hanukkah. I've got my menorah to do what I do. It takes real food to do. The African brother, I'm the number one son of a Jewish mother. I know Al Jolson be proud of me. I got more steps than Sammy D. You see, don't think of homeboy as religious spook. I'm more like a fiddler on a hot tin roof. No, I ain't screwy. Well, maybe a little mishiggy. The rabbi's handshake, I pass another potato pancake. On the first day of Hanukkah, I just got socks. It's 20 bucks a pound for Nova Scotia locks. I flip through the book of designer noses, pop the box on my new Air Moses. On the court, they cannot stop us, but we don't play on Shabbos. I said, excuse me, I do the Maccabee out of my face. I said, oh, you can't touch me.
John Zappas from the Paranormal Research Center of New England. I hope you guys enjoy listening to Ghostly Talk. These guys are great. Have a lot of fun with them doing their show. And feel free to contact them if you ever need anything. and feel free to contact me if you ever need anything. Be willing to share experiences and talk about things. And like I said, listen to my buddies here at Ghostly Talk.
Guys only. All the boys on the floor. Shake your stuff. God.
Now couples.
Now couples.
Now girls only.
Now girls only. Now only the legless people. The floor empties right off.
Now,
and then we just alienated our legless listeners now. Great.
Lunch ladies.
Lunch ladies. Lunch ladies on the floor.
Yes.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Al.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And we are back for another exciting action-packed
less than a half hour, because that was a long break.
Yeah.
With absolutely hideous music.
But I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it for the hideousness it was.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on. If you attach the word art to it, it's okay.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Like, they call us artists, too. Like, we're artists. We're guys that, you know, we do this show every week. But if you attach art to it, it's okay. So anything, just attach art to it.
Right? I have new, speaking of which,
what's up?
I was just looking in the chat rooms,
mm-hmm.
and evidently Will and Sean Burris
from
IGT were chatting, and I have news for him. I got to call him later. So
well, I'm sure he'll hear that. He'll hold you to it, too.
I don't know. He doesn't seem to be in the chat room anymore. But in the chat rooms, though, is Ghost Hunter, GT Will, who's Will, you know, Havoc, Homie3, iPlod, Nonlinear,
Homie, I'll call you later. I know you called me here today, but I'm on the road all day long again. Sorry, I'll call you later.
Oh, nothing like answering your voicemails
on the radio show, yeah.
P13, Whiplash, and 8-Bit. And of course, Phobos is in there, and X is watching over everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So full house tonight, checking everything out. These are the people that keep us in line.
Yep.
This is our elite ninja team. It says, we can't hear anything. Something is broken. Oh, great. Okay, let's fix that.
Push another button.
Scott sounds stupid. Kick him off the show. Now, get him out of here. We do have on the line.
Yes, we do.
Waiting ever so patiently in her ultra comfy beanbag.
Yes, thank heavens.
With a couple of with a canine and a feline fighting in her lap as we speak. I mean, is this exciting?
Like Chronicles of Narnia. Yeah. Wow.
This is exciting. I mean, that's a true multitasking thing going on.
Yeah.
Trying to do an interview on the radio, trying to keep your pets in order. I couldn't do it myself. I can only sit here and look at this microphone and talk into it.
Right.
If anything else happens, I freak out and start crying.
Me too.
You've heard it. You've heard it a thousand
times.
You've
heard it over and over here.
We start whining.
Yeah.
Or we take a break or something. We just go away and hide, and then we come back out and wipe our tears off of our eyes and go back at it. We do have Amanda Dickerson on the line. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Amanda is working on a project. Am I correct, Amanda?
Yes.
Okay, she's working on this project. Now, Amanda's a listener of the show, like we were saying in the last half hour. She's a listener of the show, and she, you know, we love getting email from people because they're like, hey, I'm working on this. Check this out, you know. And if you're ultra special and really cool, we just say, hey, why don't you just come on the show?
If you email us.
Yeah, if you email us, right? Well, why don't you just come on the show and let's talk about this thing?
Well,
right?
If you email someone other than me, that is.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, oh, another email.
Yeah, if you email me, you're guaranteed to, you know, get on the show. If you email Doug, man, forget it. It's just.
I read it in 2010, and then. Mm-hmm.
He gets put in the I will do this later file, and he, which is packed to the gills right now as we speak. But Amanda emailed me about this and said, I'm working on this thing called the Next Step Research Project, and here's the website. Check it out, which we have linked up on the website right now if you want to check it out, too. Now, Amanda, to get things started, if you don't mind, I mean, I'm sure I have a bit of an idea, but I want to get some more insight from the person who's working on it herself. What is the Next Step Research Project all about?
Well, as a group, it is looking at where paranormal research should be going. You know, we've got all these people, like, recording EVPs, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having all this raw data, but we're not looking at, where should we be looking at next? You know, how are these being produced? Are these, you know, only ghostly voices?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just going to be limited to EVPs, but eventually we're going to be looking at, like, putting out some software so people can, like, take their raw data and analyze it.
Okay.
You know, like, if you're getting temperature readings in the same location repeatedly, and you're like, well, I think this is significant, you know, that is this temperature cold? You know, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you take regular readings and you find out, well, what is the baseline temperature?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this day when we got an EVP, it was definitely, you know, colder. You can, like, coordinate all of your data in one software program. So, like, those are the kind of things we're going into, but we're starting off with the EVP research.
Well, I've thought about that in the past, actually, Amanda, is there's so many people out there now working on these projects, or they're recording EVPs and stuff at locations. And, you know, we go to seminars and stuff here and there, and, you know, we'll talk to people. And, you know, the running piece of software, it seems the hot piece of software to go out and use to analyze your EVPs is, like, I think it's the Adobe Audition program,
mm-hmm.
which is I use it. It's a beautiful piece of software. It's a really, really cool piece of software. Unfortunately, if you're a brand new user to this sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
it's not exactly the best thing for you to use. So we usually piss off the host who's talking, doing this talk. We go, there's actually something out there that's a lot easier and it's free. You know? So we tell them, you know, go to Google and type in Audacity and download this program called Audacity. It's free. It's very easy to use, and you can actually, you know, clip off, do whatever you got to do, analyze your EVPs in this program. But I've often wondered if there's somebody out there working on a piece of software that is just tailored toward, I mean, as far as EVPs are concerned right now, a piece of software, audio editing software, that's just tailored towards things like EVPs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like this is something you
can... Well, I know there's EVP Maker.
That's something that generates noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something...
Out of a signal.
Yeah, that's out on the internet. People can check it out if you want. Just type in EVP Maker in Google, and that's something that generates noise. It's not really something you can analyze with. It's just supposed to make, you know, make noise for these things that come out or whatnot.
Right, right.
Based on the theory and stuff like that. But is that kind of the direction you guys are going, Amanda, is to tailor software to something like that?
Eventually.
Mm-hmm.
First it was just going to be to coordinate data points and see if you're, you know, if you have something you can run statistics against.
Mm-hmm.
But I do use Audacity, and I use a free sample version of something called Clear Voice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I can look up the website address and send it to you later by email.
All right.
But as long as it's like under 30 seconds, you can use all their voice recognition
okay.
programs and stuff, and it's really nifty.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
So much for the 10-second EVP, 10-minute EVP session, though, huh? It's not going
to
happen.
Well, you have to snip out your 30-second favorite spot.
You have to clip it in 30-second pieces.
Listen to it on Audacity, you know, and find, like, I think I hear something there, you know, and then clip that section out and, you know, run that over.
Well, that's something we tell people a lot, is when you're getting started in this thing, the most important thing, I think, is, you know, hey, you're going to make some investments here. You're going to buy, and we've talked about it before, Doug has, you know, you're going to buy a camera, you're going to buy a recorder, you're going to buy, you know, flux capacitor. I don't know. You're going to buy all kinds of stuff, right? I generally tell people, don't go out and blow hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on this thing. See if it's for you first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get something that you're going to be able to use for other stuff as far as the camera's concerned. I mean, cameras are obviously not only used for ghost hunting, unless you're, you know, co-host of an internet talk show, then on the paranormal, then that's all a camera's used for. But, you know, you can use them at things called weddings and things called funerals. What am I thinking? What's wrong with me?
Weddings,
you know, whatever, you know, your
family function,
your twister party you have on Saturday nights. I mean, whatever, you know.
Saturday night twister party.
Yeah, you ever had one of those?
No,
oh, they're hot. You gotta try it. But you know,
get on the invite list.
But I mean, that's one thing as far as software is concerned too. You know, Audacity is a very expensive piece of software. And I hate to see somebody blow a ton of cash on this to analyze EVP and then a week say, this isn't for me. This isn't what I really want to do. And now they're out, you know, X amount of dollars to buy this. So I like to see people try, you know, these things we throw at them. Like, hey, try Audacity. Hey, try Clear Voice. You know, you can only do 30-second pieces, but hey, why not? You know, just mess around with it. It's cheaper that way. So I think it's a good way to start out. But, yeah, I'm wondering if there's – and it sounds like this is what you guys are doing, Amanda, is you're working on things for the future,
mm-hmm.
which is very cool. To help people out down the road to work on these things. What else?
Right.
You guys, I mean, that, and
are you a statistician?
I used statistics in my job. I work as a medical research assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually do all the data collection and data entry, and then run the statistic programs. So I'm not a statistician per se, but I use it in my position.
Right. So you're about as aware as I am, huh? that when you collect your data, you put it into a format that can actually be, you know, looked at then by a program, mm-hmm. and then it will run, you know, like chi-square and all these different algorithms on this data to tell you whether or not it something was a significant, because it's a statistical algorithm that tells you whether something is statistically significant or not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it uses different, you know, tried and true methods of coming up with that figure. Mm-hmm. And you usually end up with a number, 1.2 or something.
And that's supposed to mean something.
And then 1.2 will mean, you know, significantly, you know, statistically significantly, you know, different or not.
Mm-hmm.
So running these algorithms is like, that's true science. That is the way that they really test things in science is to take the data points and gather them together and then run algorithms on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So translating things like EVP, though, into data points, into, you know, some kind of number or observation that you can enter into a computer has got to be kind of difficult.
Yeah, there's lots to work on. So, mm-hmm. But what would be significant, let's say, is if, you know, you can coordinate, like, temperature changes and an EVP, you know, and or photo or, you know, those kind of things. Or with, like, the EVP experiment I'm doing right now, you know, you're collecting all these, you know, audio files from people, and was there an EVP on it or not?
Mm-hmm.
And then compare groups of people versus, like, did they record an EVP?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the EVP itself isn't being, like, digitized or, you know, turned into, you know, some kind of data point outside of just was it there or was it not there?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can start looking at, like, well, did certain groups of people have a better shot of producing an EVP?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it somebody who tends to meditate or, you know, does energy work? You know, did they do better?
I really like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that a lot, because what you can do is you can put together a profile
mm-hmm.
of the group members who could be present that would have a statistically significant better chance of capturing an EVP.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you can't have, like, you know, drunken uncle and you know, homeopathic medical practitioner, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, you take that group of people and you go, okay, well, maybe that's not the optimal group to go start doing an EVP experiment or not. I don't know, because I haven't proven it or not.
What it sounds like is happening here, which I find is very interesting, because you see this in industry a lot, too. Doug, you know what I'm talking about with this. There'll be certain organizations that try to take, let's say you make widgets. Let's just the typical example, you make widgets, right? And you have all these different organizations around the actual manufacturing process that, you know, that makes the widgets. You have the marketing people, you have the finance people,
mm-hmm.
the accounting people, you have the engineering people, you have the project management people, right? Watch that headphone.
I guess. I didn't know that was going to happen.
You have all these different organizations, though, right, around the manufacturing thing. And what I've seen people try to do is to develop centralized processing systems to take all this information, right? Like, you take marketing data. Like, say somebody in accounting wants to take the marketing data and turn it into accounting information to get feasibility of how to do this, if we have the funds for it, whatnot. You take that information, you pump it through the database or whatever it may be, your software, and it comes out as accounting information. So what I'm seeing here that you guys are trying to work on, Amanda, is you're trying to take, like, for example, well, let's just say you have spirit photography, you have EVPs, you have mediumships. I mean, all types of different information, right, from different types I don't want to say mediums as in, you know, medium, not medium like that. I mean, like, you know, mediums of information, and trying to take them all, dump them into one pool, and then develop statistics off of that.
Right.
Am I anywhere near the idea here?
Yeah.
Am I completely wrong?
Well, you do have to take information and at least go to a fairly common domain.
Well, yeah.
Like, an audio file is a completely different, in a completely different information domain than an experience, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, I saw something, mm-hmm. you know, because one is, like, obviously some kind of story, some kind of affirmation or you know, not affirmation, what's the word, testimony,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other is an actual sampled, you know, environmental file or
yeah,
physical
well,
thing.
It's a non-tangible
know.
Thing
right.
as far as
one's
experience.
One's non-tangible, yeah. one's tangible.
Yeah.
But although you can't touch it, you can only hear it, you know, but it's
mm-hmm.
tangible in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, you know, different information domains.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to somehow transfer things from one information domain into another in order to statistically analyze it.
Yeah, and that's what it sounds like these guys are working on is they're
right.
trying to take all this stuff, dump it into one pool, and then you're able to take a look at everything that way and get statistics from that, like Amanda's talking about. And that's where you're going to get the actual information from.
Right.
And see, okay, this is where we're getting.
Because that's all you can run these statistics on.
All right, great. I think we figured it out.
All right,
let's move on. That's basically it. That's, isn't it?
Unless we're wrong, in which case you've got to type in and say, no, we're not doing that.
You guys are wrong.
That's right. But the first thing is to get the data points. You know, so that's why we're asking for a lot of participants to join in on this particular EVP experiment.
Mm-hmm. How do you get to be part of this?
Well, you go to the website,
mm-hmm.
which is nextstepresearch.tripod.com.
That's linked to our website right now, by the
right.
way, too, which will be permanently linked to our website after tonight, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you first fill out a participant questionnaire,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think it's like 25 or 30 questions,
mm-hmm.
which is to help kind of profile you. You know, are you a, you know, a meditator, or, you know, when you do your recordings, you know, are you like concentrating on it, or do you go off and do something else? You know, kind of trying to figure out, you know, where people would fall in the different categories that we're going to be looking at.
Okay.
Because one thing with what we're looking at with this experiment is EVPs that were potentially produced by living individuals,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to ghosts. So you're going to have people who are like very much like. They're not going to want EVPs to be produced by living people. You know, they're, like, if they've lost a daughter and they've been getting EVPs that they believe is their daughter,
mm-hmm.
they're really not going to want to think that that could have been them. You know,
yeah.
they might have had their thoughts recorded and that they didn't have contact with their deceased daughter, you know. So
well, you're talking about somebody, well, more or less an idea of psychokinesis here.
Right.
Where it may be them transposing these sounds onto the audio, as opposed to maybe the faucet dripping in their bathroom, as opposed to somebody going, help me, you know, something like that. You're talking about psychokinesis, am I correct?
Right.
Okay.
Like that, you know, an actual living person as opposed to a ghost, or as opposed to, you know, some, you know, background noise that was actually not an EVP, you know.
Well, yeah, but background noise, yeah, that's bollocks. We all know that.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at my
like
little
genuine EVP, happen. But that was genuinely produced by a living person using PK rather than a ghost using PK.
Well, hell, that's fascinating in its own right, man.
Yeah,
come on.
It is.
Like, oh, no, we don't need this. This is PK. Get this garbage out of here. We're going for NFTs, not PK.
That's interesting. I wonder if, for example, with our you know, girl who wants to go with us at the bridge,
from the bridge.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 6 of us?
There was Scott K., myself, Will.
Bonnie.
Five of us. Four males and one adult female. Four adult males.
Right. We were talking about, we were engaged in two different conversations, neither related to the bridge itself.
No.
Well, one of them was kind of semi-related to the bridge, but
it was related to ghost hunting.
Because Bonnie and I were talking about how we wanted to do the experiment, like, were we going to pull the car up on the bridge and then honk, or, you know, were we going to pull it in this way or that way, or what?
Mm.
How did she want to actually perform the experiment? But we were talking about the little girl or the... You know, we were talking about the experiment, like what.
Well,
you
we
have
were talking
to do
about also color. Where we were going to go next.
And was, you guys were talking about where
we were discussing
we're going
that.
Next.
Now,
so, and then the girl's voice sort of just appeared.
Yeah.
So I guess Bonnie and I were only ancillary thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Well, I mean, Well, Amanda, let's figure this one out. Well, let's try to figure this one out.
Yeah,
I
wonder if that's a common scenario, though. I think that most EVP is probably recorded with people saying, you know, is there anyone here who'd like to talk to us? What year did you die? You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't have any statistics on it myself.
But Amanda does.
Well, Amanda does. Amanda's the goddess of statistics here.
Right.
Only had the website up for a week, so.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hey, well, okay, but I mean, a lot of EVPs that I have heard from people like it, well, GIS, those people specialize.
Right.
They specialize in it. Yeah. And their hit factor is amazing. These people always they're always finding, you know, new and weird sounds. It always seems, a lot of them always seem to just come from them having conversations like we were having on the
right,
contact deck.
Right, that is true.
They weren't going, who are you?
Right.
And then the EVP sort of joins in the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Yeah, yeah. No, they're walking out of a cemetery or they're doing something or they're walking along and they're like, so, you know, what's going on? So, yeah, work sucks. I hate it. And all of a sudden,
yeah, work sucks for me too.
Or something like that. Some voice pops out from nowhere. A lot of that comes from this nonchalant conversation we found,
or completely unexpected. For example, an amazing piece of EVP was the cacophony.
Mm-hmm.
When who was it? Richard of ghost2ghost.org.
Mm-hmm.
They were in a theater or something, and they opened up the. I think it was him. Opens up the door. Pokes their head in, it's all dark, they don't hear anything, and they just closed the door and left.
Mm-hmm.
But when they opened up the door, it was like a party was going on, you know, I mean, on the recorder.
On the recorder, yeah.
Yeah, and
I heard that episode.
And I think that was Richard of Ghost to Ghost, I'm unsure, but I think it was. And, I mean, that was completely accidental. They were looking for EVP, but they were, their primary thing at the time was... You know, the tour.
Yeah, exactly. Amanda, go ahead.
I'm not saying that all EVPs are produced by the living. I certainly have heard some that I think are absolutely, you know, produced by ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make that clear that we're not trying to, like, disprove EVPs are produced by ghosts. I'm just trying to say maybe some of them are produced, you know, through PK by living individuals. And if that's true... First of all, that's so exciting for, like, human potential, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Psychic research. But then you could take EVPs into the lab. You know, if you find people who are, you know, adept of doing it, then you can take them in the lab and say, okay, you know, what is the mechanism? Is it truly recording into the tape? Like, some people have suggested that you're actually, like, affecting the recording media itself.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, is it affecting sound waves, or is it completely not either? You know, it
could be some other thing that we don't know about.
Just don't want to go in the lab for it.
Amanda, let's take a quick break, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll listen to some that you're
hearing. Yeah, we got some to check out here tonight from Amanda. There's some other stuff we want to cover too, right, Amanda?
Yeah.
All right, there's a lot to do here still. We got a lot to get done.
Let's take a short break.
You want to take a short one? We got a short one lined up anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a quick break. Let's get out of here for a minute.
Excellent.